This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
SteveQuayle.com. All right, I was just talking to Steve during the break, and he said, listen, I know the attack you guys are under. You need to fundraise. And he's absolutely right. We are behind over $500,000 right now because of the legal bills and the attacks and everything else. Once we're over these big judgments and these show trials that are ending as we speak, the appeals are very inexpensive compared to those. We'll be able to block those for 2 years, and by then we're going to fix this or turn this around or it's all over anyways. So we got to stay on air. I'm announcing a special 8 a.m. to midnight broadcast. We'll have the regular shows, also my show, but we're going to have Steve Quayle and others. Wednesday night, we're going to midnight. Steve Quayle will be on 6 to 8 Central, 7 to 8 Mountain, and he'll lay all this out and more. But enough about supporting InfoWars. Let's talk about the big picture. I see a false flag. You see all the preparation in Ukraine for nuclear. You see that, too. In the 4 minutes we have left, Steve, tell us about what you're most concerned about.
I'm most concerned about a false flag that is going to be blamed on the Russians, but also, Alex, with the removal of the children and the women and mothers and children, obviously babies and stuff, out of the four rejoined to the Russia, we'll call them former parts of Russia, I believe there is going to be a very serious nuclear or hyperbaric weapon demonstration. I think that the vilification of President Putin is off the charts. You watched it happen, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump. And the globalists are the ones that are doing their best to put Russia and the United States at war. And Lucifer himself wants the war. He wants the maximum amount of death. He doesn't care who does it. He just wants to make sure it gets done. So when Zelensky said, and he's backtracking it right now, that the United States needs, he was inferring, to attack Russia with nuclear weapons. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready to pay $17 a gallon for gas? 17 bucks a gallon. Are you willing to go without heat? Are you willing? And $70 billion, actually it's more than that, $100 billion now, that has gone into the Ukraine, and 80% of it, Alex, is going out the back doors of Ukraine. All the weapons we're giving them, they're going out on the black market. Now, obviously, they're using some of them. But, ladies and gentlemen, please understand, when we attacked the Nord Stream pipeline, that was a direct act of war. But when we are having our liquid natural gas tankers going across selling U.S. LNG at more expensive prices than the Russians were, I want everyone to understand that if somebody loves their country and they're a nationalist and they want to protect their people, I can tell you this. It's interesting to me, and this is really critical. Russia has an active civil defense. They are able to shield their population. They are able to shield their manufacturing. They are on a wartime footing 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And ladies and gentlemen, we're running out of, quote, all of our weapons, and some of the generals have warned about it. You're watching the internal destruction of the United States, a communist takeover and takedown, and the finishing touch is going to be a nuclear launch, strategic weapons against the United States. Now, I believe that God can do anything, but unfortunately, remember this, the very party that's pushing nuclear war made war on God. They said God has no place on our platform. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I can tell you history records nations with that attitude as disappearing from off the earth. And I think that people better realize it, Alex. We're not on a multi-month countdown, in my opinion, okay? I pray I'm wrong. We are on a moment-by-moment, day-by-day, what would you say, threat level that is increasing beyond anybody's ability to grasp and apply it. Now, they can grasp it, but apply it to your life. And I'm calling it the day everything you've known before is gone forever. Okay? It's not just the day of the dollar.
And Klaus Schwab has been saying, get ready for that. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. You won't live in cities. You'll live in communes. I mean, they are doing this.
They are. And so, again, ladies and gentlemen, this is how late the hour is. Please get behind Alex. I'm excited to be able to join on the fundraiser on Wednesday. But, ladies and gentlemen, I'm asking 1,000 of you, okay, who are capable, and you know who you are financially. I'll put the first 1,000 in. I'll PayPal Alex within. And I don't believe in telling you to do something.
Hold on. Stay there. Back in 60 seconds. SaveInfoWars.com is the current place.
The biggest sale of 2022 is now live. It's only running in the last week of September and the first week of October. Dozens of our best-selling products are finally back in stock, and they're 40 to 50% off across the board. And the most important of them all is Survival Shield X3. All three types of the very best iodine documented to not just boost your libido, your stamina, your health, your energy, your cells, your immune system, but to overall give you more energy. It's the foundation of everything from energy to fertility. X3, 50% off, is finally back in stock exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. You've heard the callers. You've seen the rave reviews. Now experience X3 for yourself exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. And while you're there, check out some of the other great products that are finally back in stock and massively discounted as well. Part of the InfoWars Store super sale running for 2 weeks only. Again, X3 back in stock, 50% off.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Steve Quayle of stevequayle.com, best-selling author, founding prepper, guy that predicted everything that's now happening to a T, was getting into the fact that we've got to keep Liberty instruments like InfoWars on air during this critical time. And you're also going to finish up with just the laissez-faire attitude as we sleepwalk into Armageddon.
Well, in essence, again, the cavalier attitude, it's as if, Alex, everybody is listening to the battle plan and going, well, as long as it doesn't hit me, I'm okay. Everything you've known, all your freedoms, liberties, they've already gone.
Look, every estimate is if there's a tactical nuke used, it's going to go regional and probably planet-wide. I mean, we are on the verge of destruction.
Yeah, and I want to change the term tactical, okay? We're talking tactical weapons are in the kiloton region. We're talking about region. We're talking strategic nuclear weapons. We're in the 25 megaton realm. And by the way, the Russians have their Satan 1 and Satan 2. And by the way, those were named in honor of the United States. A multi-targeted reentry vehicle warheads that have multiple warheads in each rocket. They are on, I'm told, 5-minute launch command. They have their targets already picked. And by the way, none of this stuff is being done in secret. I don't know what more, honestly, people could do than expect from Russia when they're being told daily. And this is all about stopping World War III, everyone. It is, they're being told daily, we're going to nuke you. Zelensky says to the United States and then tries to walk it back, you guys should nuke Russia. Well, the bottom line is we don't even have newer warheads. We don't even have the missile.
Half the commanders literally are in dresses and wearing red high heels.
Right, and I said this and I stand by it. Let me tell you something. Women's panties on men and red high heels or leather bondage sadomasochism heads of the Department of Energy, that high heel shoes are not a very effective defense against hypersonic missiles. By the way, Russia said in 90 seconds from our submarine-launched ballistic missiles, this place disappears, this place disappears, this place disappears. And, you know, putting aircraft carriers out to sea when a 100-megaton nuclear weapon is underneath you is not really modern warfare any longer. So, in essence, there is no sanity, there is no rationale, in my opinion. There's just a provocation of World War III. And, Alex, I think what people have got to understand is the Bible's very clear about this, that the Antichrist is waiting in the wings to come on as a man of peace after, of course, a nuclear war. You've got to scare humanity into accepting the ultimate world dictator. And now we've heard that from the mouth of the Pope, one world religion. We're hearing about the one world digital currency and, of course, the World Economic Foundation, a one world government where you'll own nothing, I'll own nothing. And
how crazy is it how vindicated you and others are? I mean, because I've been around 28 years, been around 35 years. but totally vindicated now. I don't see that as a positive. I feel sick that we were unable to stop this. But, I mean, we are totally vindicated, and they just hope censorship makes us go away. But we've proven we know what we're talking about.
Well, yeah, and again, they can call it conspiracy all they want. But when you and I were talking just about social media being, if you will, a projection of the Stasi, Marcus Wolf, and I remember you and I did a podcast, what, 10 years ago? Marcus
Wolf. Yeah, remember Obama hired the former head of the Stasi, then Google hired Stasi to help set up her system.
Yep, and so, ladies and gentlemen, you know, everything you think, do, and say is in the spying they're doing at you every day. And now it's not enough just to have external means. They want internal means. So they want the Neuralink. They want this. They want that. And I want people to understand this. Total control is at the end of everything that the World Economic Foundation is going. And, Yuval Harari is very clear. He's basically saying, the majority of the planet has to die. You're useless eaters.
He said that exactly. And he said, the future's not human.
You got it. So when
you said that in one of your books, I forget which one, I read over 20 years ago, it actually says their plan is for there not to be a human future.
Yep, and that was Genetic Armageddon, which you carried in those days. And now the book that's really important is Terminated, The End of Man is Here, Not Near. So when you hear about H+, humanity plus, when you hear about the genetic manipulation of the human genome, when you hear about the introduction of a microbiome-controlled operating system within your body, and remember this, anything they put in you can be controlled to destroy you at a moment's notice. And so now we're seeing, and we're seeing this. I came into my office today knowing I would be doing this, but my manager, Daryl, said, what's the matter? I said, I've never felt this sick in my stomach. It's one thing to write about it decades in advance, but it's another thing to see people blissfully unaware, not even realizing what is at their front door. And what happens if Russia takes out 10 cities? They're gone in a flash. And by the way, Putin also said, and the defense minister said, we're not going to just hit one city, another city, another city. He said all of our missiles will hit at once. I don't think people understand that. I pay attention to what they say. Again, ladies and gentlemen, we're fighting for your lives, your children. This isn't melodrama. This is the truth.
This isn't some Netflix show, and people psychologically confuse all the entertainment and all these programs with reality. This is reality. SteveQuayle.com. Steve will be with us for 2 hours, Wednesday night, special emergency broadcast, SteveQuayle.com. I hope we're here on Wednesday. God bless you, sir, and thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Alex. And people, get behind this. And seriously, 1,000 people, go to, Alex, what's your website where they can donate?
SaveInfoWars.com is where I need the funds to keep the legal battle going. That's the most important. 100% will go towards that. We're about to finish these show trials. We've got 2 years of appeals. That'll buy us the time to stay on air, but we don't have the funds. I want to thank those that did donate. SaveInfoWars.com. Thank you, Steve.
I'll pay you $1,000. I want you to put it up, and I want those 1,000 people to join with me, okay?
I need it, sir. Thank you. God bless you. Amazing person, folks. He's always been articulate. I always thought he was a great guest. But when I first interviewed him 28 years ago, even my first big guest, I thought this guy is like a great science fiction writer. And it all came true. It's just sick. Jay Dyer is a great researcher. He's about to take over for the next 45 minutes. And he has all their documents, all their admissions to be able to speak to what's currently happening and everything that's going on. Steve Quayle has just been a godsend over the years. You know, he's not even getting paid to come on and plug InfoWarsPhone.com and that big satellite phone company. He just believes in him. He brought it to us as a sponsor to support us. He knows I'm a straight shooter. He knows when I say we're out of money, we're out of money. And we're the enemy's main target. So go to InfoWarsPhone.com. They're a sponsor. They got great products, satellite phones, and the bevy sticks that turn regular cell phones into sat phones. Go to InfoWarsPhone.com. So, separately, people are asking me, hey, the leftist Democrat Party lawyers yesterday, the jury's out right now in Connecticut, in a show trial, who have already been found guilty by the judge, are asking for, I said $7 billion, my lawyer misspoke. It's $8.25 billion, $550 million per plaintiff, as if I killed their kids. They didn't say how much they want for emotional distress or this cut claim or their legal fees. They're saying it's $9 million. The great news is we're in bankruptcy. They can't ever get it. It doesn't matter. The funds you send us is for appeal the next year, the next 2 years to stay on air in this incarnation of this broadcast. So none of the money you buy products from, none of that is, you know, we're in a 2-year legal battle with them left on top of this. That keeps us on air in the appeals process and everything else that is taking place. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a book, get a film, get a signed Alex Jones, Great Reset and the War for the World. And I hope your book arrives for World War III, but there's a very good chance we can stop this, but we got to take it very serious and realize how incredibly important all of this is. So thank you all for your support. Those that have donated at SaveInfoWars.com, that 100% goes to legal fees. If you want to support InfoWars and free speech, you get great products. InfoWarsStore.com, X3, the highest quality iodine. Despite the fact there's a run on iodine, we're still offering until it sells out, 50% off. Vitamineral Fusion for your immune system, your whole body, a great bestseller. It's 50% off back in stock. So get your X3, your Vitamin Mineral Fusion now at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, Jay Dyer takes over the next 45 minutes, loaded for bear, and then Owen Schroyer, Christy Lee, many others coming up 3 p.m. today, and that is the War Room with Owen Schroyer. 8 a.m. tomorrow kicks off with Harrison Smith and the American Journal. Find all those verboten, forbidden links at Infowars.com/show and share them, because we're human intelligence against the AI that's already censoring, that we can overpower if we're aware of it. So check your junk box. That's where they're blocking us in the email. Share us via text message. Jay Dyer takes over. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Alex Jones Show. This is your guest host, Jay Dyer of Jay's Analysis. As you know, I weekly lecture through the writings of the global elite to give you a inside understanding directly from their really boring long tomes and texts. I do your homework for you. Nobody else wants to read these books. Hardly anybody but the global elite actually read these books, and then I read them. So then I can digest it and tell you exactly what the plans are. And it's always important to look back at the plans that they wrote 150, 30 years ago. And today I want to highlight an important paper that was written in terms of international relations and American geopolitical strategy. And it's called Soft Power by Joseph Nye Jr. He is, of course, one of the Kennedy School of Government, Harvard Rhodes Scholarship guys. So we know he's coming out of the circles of Oxford University. This will be essentially people promoting the Rhodes, Milner, Rothschild, et cetera, worldview, because typically people on the Eastern Seaboard elite universities, Harvard, Yale, Princeton, and then, you know, they go over to Oxford and Cambridge in the UK, they get sort of co-opted into or sort of coaxed into the two fake arms of the establishment at a higher geopolitical level. So just like in the U.S., we have the fake left-right Democrat-Republican idea. In terms of global geopolitics, there's a similar kind of dialectic between older strategies of Fabian socialism that was so-called liberal elitism in the U.K. and then a more right-wing supposed opposition to that. But in actual fact, the elites above that were funding both sides of the false left-right dialectic in the UK as well. These international elite are also allied with the internationalists from the American power structure, and this would, of course, be the J.P. Morgans, the Rockefeller power structure, et cetera. And so out of this sphere, we get a lot of people who are ideologues and who are the brains, right? Not so much we got the banks, we got the corporations, and we got the brains. And the brains would be the people like the Brzezinskis and the Kissingers. And we could count Joseph Nye in this category of global elite writers. And so he wrote, he was actually listed by Foreign Policy Magazine in 2011 as one of the top global thinkers in the world. And why is that? Well, he wrote this famous paper right after the Cold War was winding down in 1990. It's called Soft Power. Soft Power is important because it's one of the key strategies that the elite have used for a long time. It's really a Fabian socialist strategy, but it's not restricted to people of that ideology. It can be used by anybody, and it's really crucial to understand because it's part of cultural warfare. You know, I've talked for a long time about how toxic culture and cultural warfare is crucial to how the agenda marches forward despite whoever's in public office. And that's because the agenda is planned at a higher level by think tanks, NGOs, and international corporations and organizations. This is admitted in this essay, so you understand that this is not a conspiracy text. This is a text from people in the Harvard circles. Harvard had a huge role, for example, in the looting of Russia when the Soviet Union collapsed. You had a lot of oligarchs who then sort of auctioned off in a fire sale a lot of the assets of Russia when the Soviet Union collapsed. That was all done by design. And some of the architects of that were at Harvard University. So what does he mean by soft power? Why is this so crucial to understanding how the global elite work? Well, he's surprisingly at the time when he wrote this in 1990, you would think he would be writing about the Soviet Union declining. But in fact, he writes about the United States in decline. And that's because the Cold War really had this end game that was long-term in terms of the global government. A lot of people think that the Cold War was just about defeating evil atheism and communism, but actually it was about a long-term game that some of the higher-level strategists had for bringing about the marriage of East and West into a third way, or what the Fabians called the New World Order. Yes, actually, that term, the New World Order, was coined by famous Fabians like H.G. Wells. Now, again, Fabian economics doesn't restrict itself to somebody who's an outright Marxist socialist, because, as we know from a lot of the writings that I've covered, including Quigley, Professor Anthony Sutton, or Johann Ratzio, that I recently have been lecturing through in his really copiously footnoted books, we know that the game plan for Fabian Socialist for an International Order is identical to the game plan for the monopoly capitalist international order. And that's because Fabian Socialism, slow kill Marxism, in other words, had the exact same funding as the people who are pushing monopoly capitalism control. So in other words, it's the same ideology. They might differ at times on how to get there, but it's the same end goal. And essentially, this is going to be admitted and demonstrated in Nye's own essay. He doesn't mention Fabianism, but he doesn't have to, because it's all the same plan. It's all the plan for a world order structured around a global currency, a global government, and the removal of the existing nation-state firewall and the removal of the existing currencies that will put us into this debt-based international credit system, something like Fedcoin, something like CBDC, whatever, wherever it goes, we don't know yet. But they're already now beginning to talk about the very things that these people said 100 years ago. Remember, Bertrand Russell talking about the credit system. H.G. Wells talking about the credit system, the universal basic income system that would be rolled out. And here we are 100 years later, and it's being rolled out. Nye says that really the breakdown of the existing order after the Renaissance is due to the world wars of the 20th century. This is the same analysis that Quigley has, that World War I, II, and the Cold War really break down all of the previous existing international orders. And this includes the notion of traditional warfare breaking down. So this is warfare that is exercised primarily through external power or through actual force, is being replaced by a multipolar supposed order that will be centered around what he calls soft power. That is, influencing nations and power blocks through non-warfare means, not actual warfare, but through culture, for example. So he says that the Cold War saw not just the decline of the U.S., but also the decline of Russia as well. And he says that there are new actors emerging that will be the new locus of power as we go into the future. And he's going to be totally accurate about this, because some of these new power structures that emerged will be corporations. In other words, corporations will arise that will be more powerful than nation state. Now, we're not at the point yet where there's a single globocorp that runs everything, but we're definitely moving in that direction. I think everybody can see this when we look at the way that Big Food, for example, is being more and more consolidated under a couple, big agri companies. The drugs are being consolidated under, a few mega pharmaceutical corporations. Media is being consolidated under a handful of mega media corporations. And that same trend will probably continue until we get corporations that may end up being more powerful than any existing nation state today. Now, that's a long way away, but it's definitely possible, given where we're going. And so he says power over nations is something that was considered beneficial in the older order. Now power over the outcomes of events is considered more important, and that's because of the rise of new actors that we've never seen before, and that is the international corporate structure. He says this is creating a more and more interdependent world, and that's what monopoly capitalism intended on creating, with completely open borders, completely free trade. This was to create and erect this totally interlinked global economy. Don't go anywhere. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Jay Dyer, as we break down soft power from the elite.
By the will of God, and by God working through you and your support, InfoWars continues to persevere against attacks never before seen in the Western world against independent media. Thanks for keeping me in the fight. And over the years, you have come to the table. You have stepped to the plate so many times and kept InfoWars and free speech on the air, and I thank you. But now, I have my own legal bills that have reached the point that I can't pay them, and I need your support. So if you want to keep this operation moving forward, if you want to back me in this fight against the globalists, please visit SaveInfoWars.com. And SaveInfoWars.com takes you to a URL at Gibson Go for direct Alex Jones Legal Defense Fund. This whole phase of their attacks, 4 years in the making, is almost over. And right at the end, we're not giving up, we're not giving in, but we could give out. So please, if you support what we're doing and want to fight for liberty and freedom and justice in the future, go to SaveInfoWars.com today.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Crucial geopolitical essay, which is now a little bit dated, but it's very important to understand in terms of getting how we got to where we are now. This is the 1990 essay by Joseph Nye called Soft Power. He talks about how the world was constructed into an interdependent free market in the sense of free trade global order, right? I'm not talking about legitimate free market capitalism. I'm talking about monopoly capitalism that engineers ways to construct an international global order for the benefit of a choice select small percentage of oligarchs. That's the real world that we're living in now. And it's totally compatible with the Fabian socialist model of collectivism. If you remember in 1984, when Winston is looking into the counter the movement that he thinks is against the establishment, right? Goldstein, and he thinks that Goldstein has written this book, The Theory and Practice of Oligarchical Collectivism, and how you fight against this and how you beat the establishment. In reality, we find out that there was no Goldstein. He was a completely made up creature, a cutout, a kind of a bin Laden type of character. And in reality, the writing was actually written by O'Brien, right? The Theory and Practice of Oligarchical Collectivism and How to Defeat It, whatever. The revolutionary propaganda was created by the guy running the Big Brother system. And this is in Orwell's novel intentionally meant to characterize Fabian socialism. He is writing about Bernard Shaw, Lord Milner, and all of the Fabian elites that were pushing and moving Britain into a slow version of socialism, which is almost completely where they've gone now. They've almost completely adopted a kind of Fabian model, and this is not even hidden anymore. In fact, they've had many, Tony Blair, for example, was an open supporter of the Fabian Society. And that doesn't mean that their fake right-wing opponents are actually against Fabianism. They're actually part of the same supra-international structure, which is allied with zillion, zillion, zillion dollar mega, mega, mega capitalism. That's the reality of the world. And when you read these kinds of books, you start to figure that out. And these writings by, for example, Nye. So Nye goes back to the how we got to where we were in his day in the 90s by talking about the 70s and the 80s and how international corporations were really coming into power, into focus by taking over various markets. And he talks about how one of the things that we saw at this time period was economic warfare. Economic warfare became a key element in the global elite's attack on other countries. And he says that international agencies then stepped up to be engaged in this economic warfare, kind of a predecessor to cybersecurity at this time. This is these international agencies became elements, and corporations became elements of soft power. Power shifted away from the balance of powers in the Cold War to this new structure where there's an interdependence in the whole world, which was the purpose of the Cold War, was to create this interdependent neoliberal order that could then transition into a new phase, which will become the war on terror, and that will become where we are now, this new type of war. Isn't it convenient the war on terror just kind of went away? Does nobody question why it is that the terrorists just suddenly stopped being terrorists? Are we supposed to actually believe that that was because Obama and Joe Biden defeated the terrorists and defeated Al-Qaeda and ISIS and all this nonsense, right? Those are all cutout puppets, in my view, that the West actually runs anyway. And he hints at that in this essay. He hints that, if you think about the war on terror, this was basically the holdovers from Brzezinski's Mujahideen allies, right? The Soviet war in Afghanistan. This was Brzezinski's secret base, as it was called, which is really just the names of those who were in Al-Qaeda. That becomes the locus of the war on terror and the supposed baddies once again. But this interdependent order really was itself managed at the higher levels on the basis of private banks and massive debt. And so if you remember back in the 2008 crisis, a lot of writers were talking, Peter Schiff, Tom Woods, people out of the the Austrian School of Economics, and the people who are more libertarian minded were actually, and a lot of them were correct about how this was all scams and debt bubbles within debt bubbles within debt bubbles. And this was all done by design. So you have to understand that they will run up debt on purpose to destroy and tank the economy as a way to siphon off people's energy, right? Because money, in my view, is really just a symbol for energy over time and how to store energy. And so they will siphon off people's energy and put the nation into insurmountable debt on purpose. This is an actual strategy to destroy the existing system. And it goes by a lot of different names. There's a lot of different theorists, Cloward and Piven, that Alex talks about a lot. But also the Fabians had this idea, too, of promoting anything that runs up debt and outlandish taxes, because what this does is this supposedly will disrupt the corporate, in their view, the capitalist system. Now, it's not actually disrupting capitalism. It's really just fostering monopoly capitalism's oligarchical designs as they're allied with Marxist socialist collectivism. So Nye goes on to say that debt and the private banks are really the key to the new power structure and the corporations as well. And he says that actual warfare is very, very costly. So we don't really need to engage in a whole lot of actual warfare anymore. He says that now we're going into an age where we're going to be involved in ideological warfare and soft power. Now, it's true that we can still have real war, right? Obviously, the possibility of real war can break out. But what he's describing is the next several decades, right, where we didn't have, other than the war on terror, which was more of an ideological war, right? There wasn't a whole lot of, I mean, there was conflicts in Persian Gulf. There were conflicts in, areas like Syria. But we haven't seen a full-on global war on terror the way that we saw World War II or something like that. So the Cold War, which was much more of an ideological managed conflict, was the model for the kinds of warfare that we're in now, right? These managed ideological conflicts, which are mass examples of soft power. The interconnectedness of communications, which was built as a result of the Cold War, is what will put us into a situation of an already existing proto-global government. These are the same people, again, who were the architects of the League of Nations, which gave way to the United Nations, which is going to give way to, it may become the future world government. Who knows? But that's always, by the way, what the Fabian socialists themselves pushed. They were behind the League of Nations and the United Nations explicitly, openly. This was all at the behest of Lord Milner, the Astors, and other people who, according to Quigley and the people that we talk about, literally bankrolled and funded and promoted all this through the Ivy League elite institutions, universities on the Eastern Seaboard and in the UK. And so you'll notice Professor Nye went and studied under these institutions and has this approach to geopolitics. He goes on to say that the real future will be private power and not public government power. Governments essentially are going to be more or less owned by the private corporate powers. He says that in 1953, he says you can see an example of this kind of strategy through the CIA's ousting of Mossadegh to install the Shah. And by the way, this is interesting because that wasn't yet declassified as an actual CIA operation at the time that Nye wrote this. But of course, he assumes that people reading his writings already know this. So something that was called a conspiracy theory, all the way up until not too many years ago, was a kind of common knowledge amongst people writing at this level is what we should pay attention to here. He goes on to say, well, what are the dangers that we'll see as we come out of the Cold War and enter into this new phase? He says, we're going to see rogue states, international actors that are rogue, so-called. We don't really know what that is. Basically, that's just anybody that's not involved in their debt-based banking scam. That's a, quote, rogue nation or a rogue individual. And I think we're seeing that now with the attitude of the West towards Russia, for example, that would be considered a rogue act or rogue state. And he says that the international corporate world will have to put in place structures that are international to combat these rogue actors. Don't go anywhere.
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm your guest, Jay Dyer. You know, I was just thinking about the products that I really enjoyed from the InfoWars store. I want to remind you that it's absolutely necessary to support Alex and the InfoWars and everybody over at InfoWars by going to the InfoWars store and loading up on those products right now. For example, the nascent iodine. I've been taking that every morning for the last, about 2 weeks, and you will immediately feel energized. Like, there's like this numbness, like this, you get this, my lips get numb in a good way. And then I'm like super energized for the next 4 hours. So I don't know what the nascent iodine actually is doing to me, but it's definitely making me, it feels like, I don't know, some sort of weird superpower that is coursing through my veins. And I guarantee you, you're going to love it if you get into that. Also, I'm a big fan of the coral calcium. That's one of our favorites here. Jamie likes it too. So definitely get over there. There's a lot of books over there too that are great. A lot of DVDs, a lot of, excellent t-shirts. So definitely support the InfoWars. It's crucial. We don't want this going away. This is really having a huge effect. And just to give you an example, if we can play this clip of a Dutch politician very recently laying down the Chad Law with a bunch of globalist goons. I couldn't believe this when I saw it. If you can't see the clip, it's got a, I think, dubbed below it. There's because he's speaking in Dutch. Obviously, I don't know Dutch, but this is a YouTube clip. You guys have that?
Hele generaties Europeanen werden zodoende onderwezen door Marxisten, of ze nu pro-Sovjet of pro-Mao waren. Een goed voorbeeld is St. Anthony's College in Oxford, waar Sigrid Kaag haar
MP... And he mentions the Sigrid Kaag, some woman who's a Dutch politician. He says that this was a tool for Western secret societies, or secret services, I should say, recruiting people into the global elite. And then the rest of the boss bitch women say, don't say this, don't talk about that, baseless conspiracy theory. Well, it's not, it's a fact. So you notice that even politicians are figuring out the stuff that we talk about here. And this guy, total Chad, who just doesn't care, charges forward with pointing out how the Secret Intelligence Service recruits people into the global elite structure from these universities. And what do? Do they refute him? No, they get up and walk out. So, if you're not involved in this, why are you acting guilty? Why are you getting up and walking out with all of her goon politicians with her? And then he just keeps on. Total Chad energy. Not even a conspiracy theory. You know that this is a criminal ideology that is taught at these Western universities, and it's the same ideology that birthed the revolutions of the communists, and now it's morphed into cultural Marxism, which he's completely correct about, and modern. And then the whole group, they just all walk out. The whole cabinet gets up and walks out, and he calls them out. And he says, well, it's not an accident that she went and studied at Oxford and came back basically a Fabian socialist. This is everything that I've been telling you. And he says she was recruited for this international deep state. So politicians the world over are beginning to figure this out. And it's the very thing that, as we're going to close here with the rest of Nye, the very thing that Nye talked about at the global policy level. None of this is conspiracy. It's only conspiracy to get you to not think about it or talk about it. That's just to keep the normies and the dumbed down people from actually rubbing their two brain cells together and figuring out, hey, wait a minute, we're being scammed at an international level. It's not the libs. It's an international oligarchic zillionaire elite. In fact, Nye goes on to say that the new threat, he's talking about the future world rogue states and what? Global warming. So he goes immediately to the global warming scam. That will be the new international threat, he says. International institutions, he says, must now come up to the stage, the international stage, because they must exert world control for the information age that is emerging. He was writing this in 1990, predicting the information age. The international institutions, he says, must step to the fore. Remember, he mentioned cybersecurity, so he's basically predicting cyber censoring back in 1990. He says that as debt increases amongst the debts increase, talking about the debt bubble, as the international institutions step to the fore, he says that as debt comes about and crashes the economies, he says what will be the focus is culture war. He says culture war. He says psychological operations will be crucial, right, in controlling this new global order. He says that it will be a battle of worldviews in the information age, info war, as Alex accurately titled his site many, many years ago. Again, fits perfectly with what Nye is talking about. He says that we're going to have these new institutions that will police the world. And he says that the U.S. empire will face a choice just like the British Empire faced in the 19th century, right? When it was coming, beginning to wane. Now the U.S. Empire will begin to wane. And what will step into the place if the U.S. Empire declines and collapses? Well, he says we're going to need an international body that steps up, something like the United Nations. And he says
How will they exercise and bring about this new global culture? UNESCO, United Nations Educational, Social, Cultural Organization, which, as we know, the philosophy of UNESCO was written by Julian Huxley, a book that we've lectured through the entire text here on Alex's program and also over on my channel and on my Rockfin. We've gone through all of these texts again, and we're doing another new one today that just backs up everything. How will this be brought about? Well, what means will UNESCO use to bring about a global culture that will destroy the existing cultures and move everybody into a global culture? TV shows, Hollywood, he says, will promote and create a global culture. That global culture will be the basis for the new international order. By the way, this is the exact same thing that the Fabians, the socialists, said would occur 100 years prior to Nye writing this, right? They said, Shaw and others said, Bernard Shaw and others said, Milner, these people said in the 19-teens, 20s, and 30s that debased, degenerate global sex culture, for example, not just that, but all kinds of other things, would be the basis for the new global order. They said that in the 20s and 30s. They were talking about the free love in the teens, 20s, and 30s, the Fabian socialists, way ahead of the time. And then we get this really crazy statement at the end of Nye's essay where he says, well, how are we going to combat this? He says that the nations, as they are, the U.S., need to spend exorbitant amounts of money. Spend. In other words, quantitative easing. The money printer go brr, 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 right? Make the money printer go brr. And then he says, introduce tons of new taxes. So more debt and more taxes are the answer. Well, why would that be the answer? Well, that's the answer if you have the design of destroying the existing system to bring in the new Great Reset global system. And he says that the post-Cold War era will bring about the new world order. The new challenges of the transnational interdependence, he says, will emerge out of the Cold War, which was a managed dialectic. Remember to support the InfoWar by going to the InfoWar store. And I don't know if you guys had my other clip. I made a video, a music. It's my new single. I just dropped my new single where I'm mocking the soy culture, the very soft power, literally soft power soy culture that we have promoted by the elites. And I don't know if you have that. It's my Funko Pop song, if you want to play that. It's a banger. It's going to be number one on the Billboard charts. So, is that acceptable at InfoWars? Can we play my song or not until we go to the break? Well, anyway, so they don't have it ready, but you can go over to my website and go to my YouTube channel, and you can play my Funko Pop song, which, again, it's a banger. Also, by the way, if you want to support my work, you can do so by going over to Jay's Analysis, and in the shop, you'll notice I have entire lecture courses for sale there. I also have a new book out, actually two new books out. One is the giant 606-page poem that is all of my writing. In the background. That's my hobbit. I have a hobbit, too. Funko Pop one, I think, was a little more appropriate. But if you want to get my books, you get signed copies in the shop for $45 US. Yes, I ship out the best. Choose the best option. 660 pages of all of my writings the last 10 years, basically. And then I have a separate book, Meta Narratives, which has about 50 5-star reviews. It's been out for a couple months. That's pretty hefty 5-star reviews there. Meta Narratives, you can get that at the site as well as an introduction to philosophy. And a shout out to Richard Grove over at Autonomy. In a couple weeks, I'll be teaching an entire philosophy course at Richard Grove's Autonomy. He is, of course, the purveyor of the Tragedy and Hope website. So look for that. Follow me if you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.